The High Commissioner's concerns are that the Supreme Court of the Maldives appears to be interfering excessively in the conduct of the presidential elections. Successively, they have asked for the elections to be postponed, and they nullified the first round of the presidential election of 7th of September. And they have now issued some regulations on the conduct of the election, which are very onerous and which will be very difficult to satisfy.
Is the actions of the Supreme Court in line with what is expected of an independent judiciary?
This is the High Commissioner's main concern. As you know, the High Commissioner herself was a judge, and she's normally the first to defend the independence of the judiciary. But she stresses that this also carries responsibilities. Judges must act in accordance with principles of impartiality, equality, due diligence, as reflected in the UN Basic Principles on Independence of the Judiciary and the Maldives' own Judicial Code of Conduct.
So in the High Commissioner's view, the independence of the judiciary in the Maldives has been compromised.
Well, this is what she's worried about. I mean, apart from nullifying the results of the election, which was actually seen by international observers to be a free and fair one, the Supreme Court has also threatened to charge lawyers and the media with contempt of court for challenging the court's decision. So the Supreme Court appears to be set on undermining other independent institutions as well and stifling criticism and public debate.
The independence of the judiciary is one of the key tenets of a democratic society. Is the High Commissioner concerned that the Maldives may be going in the opposite direction?
This is what the High Commissioner is concerned about, and she's calling on all parties to seize this opportunity to restore the credibility of the democratic process. Whoever wins this election should embark on a fundamental reform to the judiciary to safeguard Maldives' progress in democracy and the rule of law.
How does a High Commissioner view it should be the way forward when the Supreme Court is so compromised?
Well, first of all, the High Commissioner and the Secretary General are calling for the elections to take place as soon as possible so that a new president can be inaugurated in accordance with the Constitution. That would be the beginning of this long process to bring the Maldives back on the road to democracy.
And there has also been reports that some people have been intimidated, institutions, including journalists. Is the High Commissioner concerned about this?
Yes, exactly. That's another one of our big concerns. Apparently, there have been death threats and other intimidation directed at members and staff of the Human Rights Commission of the Maldives and at other NGOs and civil society actors. In fact, there was also an arson attack earlier this month on an opposition television station. The High Commissioner is calling on the authorities to investigate properly all such incidents, to take them very seriously and to ensure full protection.